It's time for our weekly chat about Canada with Vaughn Palmer, who's a columnist for the Vancouver Sun, who joins us now. Hi, Vaughn.
Hello, Deborah.
So I wanted to ask you actually about the big political news on this side of the border. Donald Trump is officially the Republican nominee for President of the United States. So how much are Canadians paying attention to all of this, and what's the response been?
Well, I would say riveted. But maybe that's just because I'm a political junkie. It's fascinating. Follow American politics. Canadians follow it pretty closely. We've got a pretty big stake in the United States in terms of trading partnerships and other issues. And with Trump, I think it's the unknown quantity that's the big issue. Most American presidential nominees, as Canadians look at them, fit into a pattern. They have experience in government. They're familiar with international trade agreements. They've even if, you know, there's issues where we disagree, they're seen as more or less mainstream people. I think the thing with Trump is because you just don't know what he's going to do. He gave a speech in Washington State earlier this year where he announced that NAFTA was the worst trade agreement in history and implied that he might tear it up. Well, we're kind of fond of NAFTA up here, and the idea of Trump is, as I say, is just what would he do? And I think most Canadians really don't honestly know what he would do. Of course, that might be true with Americans, too.
Well, it's kind of a running joke. You hear Trump detractors saying, if he's elected to the presidency, I'm moving to Canada. I'm sure you've heard the joke. Are you expecting an influx of disillusioned Americans up in your country?
You know, I've been doing this job long enough now, three or four decades, that I've been through this story before. That kind of talk you hear, we heard it around the time Ronald Reagan, now much beloved as a president, was first elected. Americans are going to move to Canada. We heard it with the second Bush, particularly his second term. The actual data on this suggests it doesn't happen, that Americans stay home. They grin and bear it, whether they like their new president or not. The only really significant exodus of Americans to Canada in modern times was during the Vietnam War, and those were mostly draft dodgers. That's the only time that you've really seen a lot of Americans come to Canada for political reasons, and it was because of the draft.
Now, I understand there are actually some folks who are having fun with this as well. What's going on there?
So the British Columbia Lottery Corporation, which is the government-owned company that runs our casinos and our lottery games, allows you to do what they call novelty betting. And whether or not Americans might think it's a novelty bet to have met an American election, they're enjoying a pretty hot business. Lottery Corporation says more British Columbians are betting on the American election this year than bet on the outcome of the Oscar race. The odds, if you're interested, are Trump 2-1, Clinton 2-5. Most Canadians are betting on Clinton. Interesting thing about this, when they first started taking bets in early 2015, Trump was 100-1. So if you put down $10 back then, you'd get back 1,000. Now it's a little more orthodox. People up here concede he does have a chance. I guess he does.
Well, Donald Trump is, of course, a real estate tycoon. So let's move on from the elections and talk about real estate, because there's some new data out about Vancouver's real estate market, which you found interesting. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the British Columbia government is embroiled in a lot of controversy over to what degree offshore money is driving up prices in and around the city of Vancouver, and there's been a huge escalation in prices. And the government stopped keeping data here about 15, 20 years ago on the whether or not people buying homes and real estate were Canadians or foreigners. They stopped doing it. They started doing it again in June. And for the first time, we have data again. And it's pretty interesting. For the first 19 days of keeping data, so this is the last 3 weeks of June of this year, $400 million worth of real estate snapped up by foreigners, mostly Chinese citizens, in British Columbia in just little under 3 weeks. So it's a big real estate boom here. It's only 5% of sales, but I think that's gotten a lot of people's attention. It is really a factor in the real estate market. And of course, Deborah, you're now hearing people saying, well, we need to put up some kind of barrier to this happening, maybe a special tax on people who don't live here, who buy real estate here, or people who aren't Canadians buying real estate here. It's been done in some other places. It may well be done here in British Columbia.
So how have people responded to that news? Because I can imagine that, you know, you might have a lot of differing opinions. You might have property owners who say, hey, this is great because it's lifting up my real estate prices. But you might have people who are trying to get into the real estate market saying it's making things absolutely unaffordable.
Oh, absolutely. You're absolutely right. I mean, you're hearing both reactions. You're hearing people who own property or are going, well, they don't want to undercut the value of their property. They're looking at, you know, maybe passing the house on to their children when they retire or selling it and moving into a smaller place. It's great for them. The government's making a lot of money off it, too. They already charge a tax on all real estate sales, and that's running at record levels. The other thing you're hearing, too, and I think you're hearing some reservations from people about a kind of racial overtone to a lot of this controversy that it's kind of directed at Chinese, and you should be careful about that. There are a lot of Chinese Canadians and a lot of landed immigrants in Canada who are also engaged in the real estate market. Just because you have a Chinese name doesn't mean you're not a Canadian and doesn't mean that you're not just speculating because you're in business. So there's a fairly wide diversity of debate around this issue. My guess, though, is that the government, it's hitting such an extraordinary level that the government, either provincial or national or both, will do something to rein in some of the real estate speculation. There's a recognition here that we've created a real estate bubble. Americans know what those can lead to in terms of an economic crisis.
Vaughn, one last question. You may not be expecting an influx of Americans in November, but you are seeing an influx of whales recently. Can you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, the whale watching companies in both British Columbia and Washington State the humpbacks are back, you know, and they were hunted almost to extinction before whaling was finally outlawed in the 1960s. I think there were only about 1,600 of them left in these waters. We're now back to, what, 21,000? The whale watching companies who've been following orcas around for a long time, and yes, folks, I know they're not whales, are now saying humpbacks are everywhere. So it's kind of exciting. It's nice to have the whales back.
Yeah, and it's nice to end on a little bit of good news. So thank you, Vaughn Palmer from the Vancouver Sun. It's nice to talk to you.
Talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Bye.